mentioned using for fish bait. You ever use a kind of little bitty fish like that for fish bait? Fish about that long usually.
Well, now we use here, but he's not that little bitty thing. He's pretty good sized fish at Shiner. That's what we use.
You use
any
minnows, anything like that?
Yeah, we use minnows, but Shiner's the best. I tell you, the best one is a goldfish, but it's against the law. That thing goes to be a whopper if he gets it out in big water.
I didn't know that.
Ooh, what do they call them? He's gonna be caught with a darn goldfish fishing with it. He's good, boy, man, oh man. But he'll grow to be that big and a savage rascal, you know. He just eats up everything, you know, the fish. And you better not be caught with no goldfish. Not in the state of Florida, you land in jail.
I guess so. You have the kind of insects that makes a web up in the corner.
Old spider? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, old cousin. Every kind there is. We got one here that is just as near death to you as a rattlesnake or any kind of. And that's that black widow.
Where does it live?
Just round under old boards and round things. And whenever you, and the old female is the one that's poisoned so bad. And if you get around where that thing is, it makes it, whenever she goes to, you get mad, she'll make a snapping racket, just like that. Huh. And you better move, because my gosh, she'll get you if you don't watch out.
Huh.
And it's poison, man, oh man, that black one. They're black with a red spot on their back.
Yeah.
They're not very big, little fellas, but,
What do you call the thing that the spider web makes of that?
We just call them old house spiders now. I don't know the name for them.
And what do you call the thing that he makes up in
there? A web, spider web. Well, you can take care that all over the woods everywhere. And it's the prettiest thing early in the morning when the dew is on the grass. Well, you'll see them out there, they're hanging out between trees. That's their web to catch insects, you know. And that grass and that, it's got maybe half frost on it, or dew on it, and when the sun comes up, it just sparkles. You can see them all over the place about those big rounds. Oh, we got all kind of spiders here, water and land spiders.
What are some of the different kinds of trees and shrubs that you have around?
Well, now, wild or what you call tame? I don't know much about that. Now, I've got right there in the yard, there's every kind of a flower bush that you want to look at from every state in the Union, very near if it'll grow. And my wife brings it here and sets it out, and I live in a wilderness of flower bushes of some kind.
What about some of the kinds of trees you might have?
Well, we have the sycamore tree, and we have the sweet gum, and the black gum, and the pine, and the maple. But it's not the sugar maple, it's just regular maple. Mm-hmm. And I've been cutting them down, especially growing while I've almost been letting them go, but there's worse than Bermuda grass and things. And I like to never keep them beat down out of my garden. You see, it's a mast on it like a pine mat, and it'll go like a helicopter across the country just to turn it. It'll go way off out on everything. And that old bush, I just had an abundant crop on it this year. And I think the wind was every bit right out of the southeast and blew them in my garden. And they're hard, they're just to come up, and they were just as bad as Bermuda grass.
You have a kind of tree there. It's a kind of shrub, really, and the leaves become red in the fall.
Well, that's your maple, and this thing right here, now that's a wax tree you call it right there. That's a beautiful thing. In the fall, whenever the leaves turn red.
Yeah, there's another kind where the berries turn red, and some people used to use it.
Yopon, here.
What is that?
Yopon, wild bush in the woods of yopon. It's a real honey deal for the bees. That's about the clearest honey you'll get from yopon.